Perek Gimel Boyas If Tzadi Zayin. Hoitzas Garin Me'apri. If he wants, they can take out the pit from the fruit. Kri Sheyesh Bo Garin Koi Mishmish Ma'farsek Ushzif. If you've got an apricot or a peach or Shazif is a Shazif. Nachman Kuba Poskin. Tata Mishnah Bura. The Motel Oitzis Garin Me'apri B'Shosh Ochse B'Yod Elo Ichli Miyad. Ba'oitzif Te'efshu The Motel Af K'Shein Oichse B'Yod Eim Oitzis Zoyz B'Samach L'Suda. A Mishnah Bura Ochez. A Mishnah Bura Ochez like this. That the Mishnah Bura says there are some shittas Rishonim which allow you to do boya if you've got the fruit in one's hands straight before one eats it, even to take away the bad from the good. Says the Mishnah Brura, since there's such Rishonim we hold like that. And also by a fruit, it is a normal way to go and take out the pit from the food, from the fruit. Therefore, maybe it's considered the same as peeling fruit. Therefore, the Mishnah Brura says that if one takes out the pit straight away before one eats, if it is in your hands and you're ready to eat it straight away, you can even take out the pit from the fruit. And he says maybe it's even allowed to take away the pit from the fruit, even somochlas, so even not if it's straight away in your hands, because he wants to say maybe it's considered like peels from a fruit which you're allowed to do it. He says he's not sure about that, but if it's in your hands, he says certainly you're allowed to take away the pit from the fruit. That's a chaznish to also the hatsis hagarin ma'pri. From the boy pselus min oichel. El oichel es ha'pri hach ma'gei el hagarin. Oh, says the chaznish, no. The chaznish doesn't agree there are some rishonim who hold you're allowed to go and take away bad from good in one's hand. He says that these rishonim, that's not pshat in these rishonim. He says you're not allowed to take away the bad from the good. So says the chaznish, if you're eating a fruit, one's not allowed to take away the pip from the fruit. One has to take away the fruit from the pip. The aim of saying an afrit agarin ma pri, what should you do? Yachos begarin, v'yim shachelov, et a pri, v'nim tsepor, oichu min apsoilis. V'anik shoyse zois besomach lachila. So the chaznish holds that there's no head to do it when one's in one's hand. One always has to take away the goat from the back. So according to the chaznish, you have to take away the fruit from the pip. According to the Mishnah, you can take away the pip from the fruit if it is in your hand, straight away before one eats, and maybe even if a long time before one eats. If one wants to go take out the small seeds from an apple, it's the same machlokes. According to the Mishnah Brura, straight away before one eats, one can take away the pips from the fruit. According to the Chaznish, you have to take away the fruit from the pips. If you've got a watermelon which has got inside it all garinim, all pips. Garina avatech yesh listafek bedinom. Yesh mokum le damoisum le garina apeiros. Well, the half study explains, and the bracket says, well, the same as we say before, be a machleitus chaznish mishnabura. Yesh mokum le aso, la dum ve le aso, es a tosum le chola deoiz. He said, with a watermelon, the seeds, one can think about what could be the aloha. One can say mitzad echot, it's the same aloha as we learned before, that any pips from a fruit, one can take it out, the bad from the good, straight away before one eats. You can take the pits away from the fruit. Like according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Chaznish, maybe no. But he wants to say maybe even according to the Mishnah Berurah, one can think about if one's allowed. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah spoke about a case which the pits are separated from the fruit. Like you have with apricot and such fruit, it's that you got the pit which is separated from the fruit, it's only just lying one on top of each other. Therefore, maybe in such a case, the Mishnah Berurah says you can take away the pip from the fruit. But in a case where the pip is completely inside in the fruit, like we find in a watermelon, that the pips are all over, therefore he's not so sure. In such a case, the Mishnah Berurah would also say that you're allowed to take away the pips from the fruit. Therefore, he says he's not sure about it.